This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. Be honest, are you procrastinating by listening to this podcast? It's okay. You just need Rockstar Focus. Choose from three delicious flavors, each crafted with ingredients for an ideal energy and mental boost, like Lion's Mane, 200 milligrams of caffeine, and zero sugar. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Alan Minskoff is with me, and he and I are going to be talking about great books this week because I got a sneak peek at the list, and it really is something, Alan.
Well, to begin right at the beginning, the first one is hard to top. It is a very fine reading by Rupert Degas of H.H. Monroe, known as Saki, his complete short stories.
For people who might not know who Saki is, why don't you give us a little bit of a background about H.H. Monroe?
Okay, he was a late 19th century, early 20th century English short story writer, and I think he did some journalism as well. He sadly died in World War I, but he produced a wonderful series of both witty and satiric short stories, all of which are available in this, The Complete Short Stories. Degas is a really good choice because Saki is a wit, and Degas has a great sense of that English wit. I know he lives in London, and some of his characters are kind of arch. You know, they look down their nose at others, but it's unceasingly clever and fun as well. He does a tremendous job, the author and the reader, at satirizing the foibles and follies of the English upper classes, and boy, can they use it there.
I'm a great fan of Rupert Degas. He did a book by Gerald Durrell called The I, and I, about Madagascar, I think. And it was just wonderful. And he also does the Skullduggery Pleasant books. A skeleton who's a detective. So he really does a range of things, but I find he has this ability to just take on the character of a book.
And these short stories, which vary, you know, they vary from the kind of arch comedy of manners story to the more serious, famous Saki stories like Tobermory and The Unrest Cure and Gabriel and Ernest, which names three, but he does an excellent job as an expositional narrator as well as someone who takes on the characters, because Saki does both. He has some stories where there's his sort of favorite characters, Rudolph and others, who discuss the goings and comings of the English upper class.
And there can be this streak of the macabre in Saki's stories, too.
No question. There are animals which go from wild to wilder. There are people who are set up to go through dramatic changes. And there's always a kind of a low cloud of the tyrannical and the weird underlying many of these stories. The Cat Who Talks is a perfect example. Tobermory, one of the great short stories in the English language, is about a cat who talks, but doesn't just talk. He talks about all the people in the room. And it's funny, it's disturbing, but he doesn't live out the story.
So what are we going to hear a selection of?
We're going to hear it from the very beginning. There weren't that much choice. So we're going to hear about the very beginning of the audiobook, but it does set up the kind of the tone perfectly well.
Okay. This is The Complete Short Stories of Saki, and it's read by Rupert Degas.
My dear Colonel, purred Reginald, fancy admitting such a thing, such a giveaway for one's age. I wouldn't admit being on this planet in 76. Reginald, in his wildest lapses into veracity, never admits to being more than 22. The colonel went to the colour of a fig that has attained great ripeness, and Reginald, ignoring my efforts to intercept him, glided away to another part of the lawn. I found him a few minutes later, happily engaged in teaching the youngest rampage boy the approved theory of mixing absinthe within full earshot of his mother. Mrs. Rampage occupies a prominent place in local temperance movements.
The color of a fig. And Mrs. Rampage. But his voice is perfect. It is perfect for this.
You couldn't find a better one, I don't think. He just really gets the scene. And one other quick point I wanted to make is Sake is also a master of the set piece, the party, the trip, the social occasion, the high tea, all of those things his eye caught.
This actually seems just like a wonderful book to listen to when you're cooking. I don't know why, but I think that because, you know, short stories, one dinner, here you go. While you're cooking, listen.
Absolutely. And he writes quite short stories too.
So make it a pasta and you're set. Okay, that is The Complete Short Stories by Saki, and it's read by Rupert Degas. Thank you so much, Alan, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
And I look forward to it, and thank you.
Thank you. Support for Behind the Mic comes from Naxos Audiobooks. Michel de Montaigne, the French philosopher who established the personal essay as a literary form, died on September 13, 1592. Montaigne's essays, as well as essays by Jonathan Swift, Thomas Carlyle, Joseph Addison, and Samuel Johnson, are figured in the Naxos Audiobooks production, Favorite Essays, and Anthology, compiled and read by Earphones Award winner Neville Jason. Audiophile magazine says Neville knows how to present these classics so they ring true to the modern ear. Find out all about it at Naxos Audiobooks. I'm Joe Reed, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.